This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to talk about God's forgiveness in a way here that may be powerful to somebody today. I'm going to tell you a story about a man who had an abusive mother. He doesn't go into the detail, but his mother was physically abusive, and he had a lot of issues, to use that term, with his mother. His mother's dying of cancer. She's got about a week to live. Hospice is involved, and she can't forgive anybody for the offenses done to her, and she can't forgive herself for what she did. You know, it's the double street. Most people, guilt is, there's two sides to it. We've been sinned against, and we have sinned against other people. We're a mixture of both. Sometimes we can't tell the difference. And Richard from St. Louis, Missouri, does this. He's talking to his mom, and inadvertently, he didn't do this on purpose, he led his mother to believe that he'd forgiven her. He never said it at all. He didn't say, I forgive you, Mom. It's just don't worry about it. He just, by a mistake of the words that came out of his mouth, he led her to believe that he forgave her. But I want you to see what happened as a result of her mistake. Nearly a year ago, my mother died after a struggle with cancer. She was not dying at peace with herself, with others, with life, or with God, but instead held on tightly to past hurts, both those she inflicted and the others inflicted on her, both ways. She inflicted pain, people inflicted pain on her. She could not forgive. She could not let go. She could not die in peace, and she said so openly over and over, I can't die in peace because of all this. Once in the hospital, she looked at me and said, Richard, I know there are things that you're angry about from your childhood. He said I was tempted to lie, as I had done so many times before, and say, oh no, there's nothing. There's nothing I'm angry about, nothing at all. But instead, for a reason I don't fully understand, I said, yes, Mom, there are things, many things that I'm angry about. There are things. A silence waited between us, and then my mother said, I'm sorry, I did the best I could. Again, for a reason I don't fully understand, all I said was, I know you did. I know you did. That's all he said. He didn't say, I forgive you. He just said, I know you tried. Now, later, after she entered hospice care, we all knew that she was dying, and my mother said to me, Richard, it's because you forgave me that I'm able to forgive other people and die in peace. And he thought, I didn't forgive her. Where did she get that? All I said is, I know you tried. Isn't it amazing the power of even thinking you're forgiven made her able to forgive and to die in peace? What's my point? The power of forgiveness. Even when it isn't real and you think it's real. My point is this, God doesn't hint at forgiveness with you. He doesn't say, I know you tried. He doesn't say things that maybe imply that he might forgive. He demonstrated his love for us. The Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's you and that's me, as I say all the time. That's you. That's me. And isn't it interesting that the book of Jonah, I'll leave you with this, it ends with the word of God. God speaks and says, I'm forgiving them. These people don't even know their right hand from their left hand. He wasn't slamming their intelligence. He was saying that's how ignorant they were morally. They didn't even know their right hand from their left hand, but they repented. They repented, and even, I'm going to spare 120,000 people because of that repentance. That's a God who wants to forgive you. He's the one who wants to forgive me, and he demonstrated it not by a sentence or two or by a hint, but by the cross. There's not a hint of forgiveness. It is forgiveness. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.